Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lies We Believe About God, written and read by William Paul Young, with the foreword read by C. Baxter Kruger.
Foreword. Most Christians have a deep desire to be faithful to Scripture, as do most biblical scholars. Yet what constitutes faithfulness and how to achieve it is another question. Several months ago, I read a book titled Four Views of Hell. Four scholars, determined to be faithful to Holy Scripture, presented four entirely different and certainly opposing views of the biblical teaching on hell. These writers believed they were presenting the true teaching of the Scriptures. I do not doubt the integrity of the four authors, but the differences in interpretation highlight the fact that something other than reading the Bible is involved. Very often the deepest question, and the one most ignored, is how to read the Bible. What does it mean to read the Bible correctly? How do we go about deciding? Some of my friends laugh at such questions. "Baxter," they exclaim, "it's right there in plain English. Any honest person can understand what it says." Yet the fact is, we all bring our family prejudices, our personal histories, and our habits of thought into our reading of the Scriptures. Just as we cannot hear our own accents, we cannot readily see our own assumptions that shape what we see and how we see it. Not least this applies to what we see in the plain teaching of the Bible. It is important to ask ourselves questions about the way we read the Bible. N.T. Wright's new book, The Day the Revolution Began, makes this very point. Wright carefully lays out what he believes to be the larger biblical picture, what many call the meta-narrative of the Bible story, which then guides our interpretation of the details. His big picture leads him to seriously challenge doctrines long held as plain and obvious to us in Protestantism. Whether or not one agrees with Wright, his book puts us in a place where, like it or not, we can hear our accents, and at least notice our prejudices that have profound impact on what we consider obvious. My dear friend Paul has ventured beyond his wonderful and challenging fiction novels and here offers a more straightforward book about what he believes, Lies We Believe About God. This is a great book. But like Four Views of Hell and The Day the Revolution Began, it too has a very definite framework of assumptions. How does Paul determine what are lies and what is the truth? I can assure you, there will be places.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?